The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody, from the Fortside Fieldhouse. It's time for high school volleyball, Fort Recovery and New Knoxville battling here this evening in a conference matchup. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Thomas Banta and all of his staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banta's office is on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Here are the conference standings coming into the matchup here this evening. Well, a big upset. Well, sort of an upset. Coldwater defeated Marion Local last week to hand Marion Local their first loss of the year. So that sets up a three-way tie for first place now in the MAC. Coldwater, Marion Local, and New Bremen are all 6-1 on the campaign. Next in line is Versailles, who's 5-2. St. Henry is 4-3. Parkway 3-4. Fort Recovery's 2-5. Minster's 2-5. St. John's is 1-6. And New Knoxville is 0-7. Fort Recovery's overall record comes in at 6-13 on the campaign, with again a 3-5 record in the conference. New Knoxville's 5-15 on the campaign, with an 0-7 record in the conference. Best overall record in the conference is New Bremen. They're 19-1. 19-1. Their only loss was to Marion Local. So we will see New Bremen on Thursday here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And we invite you to come to the match. If you can't be here, why, tune us in for the broadcast on Thursday night. Yeah, Fort Recovery is about set to go. Tegan Fortcamp is out there. Mara Pearson, Allison Fullenkamp, Paige Guggenbiller, Callie Wendell is the libero tonight again, and also Grace Klingshern is out there for Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortcamp will serve, as we'll be underway here. It's a good serve. New Knoxville is going to have to free ball it over, and they do. Here's a set for Paige Guggenbiller. She hits it over. Now free ball by New Knoxville by the libero, and it goes out of bounds. That must have been Lainey Meyer who hit that out of bounds. And here's a serve by Tegan Fortcamp into the net, service error, and it's 1-1. We are all tied up. So Tegan Fortcamp had one good point, and then the service error. Here's New Knoxville serving. The set for Allison Fullenkamp back to New Knoxville. Here's the set for the Lady Rangers. The smash, and there's a blocked by Allison Fullenkamp and Paige Guggenbiller. That's a point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians, 2-1. Fort Recovery on top. Going back to serve now is Audra Bupp. Here's Audra's serve, and it is out of bounds. A rare service error for Audra Bupp. She's usually pretty steady, but missed on that one. Back to serve now for New Knoxville is Addison Albers. Albers' serve is good. Here's the set and the smash. Allison Fullenkamp gets a kill for Fort Recovery. Allison Fullenkamp with the kill. And that makes it now 3-2, Fort Recovery with a one-point lead. Here we go with the next serve. Back to New Knoxville, and there is a block by Fort Recovery, but it's out of bounds, so give a kill to New Knoxville's Bryn Egberts. That's their first kill of the night. Makes it a 3-3 score. We have side out New Knoxville. Egbert serving. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery's Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortcamp. Two-hand hit over by Sage Luthold. Here's a smash back for Fort Recovery, and a kill. Getting the kill for New Knoxville was Allie Topp. Here comes the serve. It's a good serve. There's the set and the smash by Mara Pearson, and Mara gets the kill. And side out Fort Recovery. We're tied at 4-4. Neither team can seem to get anything consistently going here on offense. Now serving for Fort Recovery is Kayla Heitkamp. She's been seeing a lot of minutes as of late. Good serve by Kayla, and it's off the libero and out of bounds. Ace serve for Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla will serve again. It's now 5-4. Fort Recovery leading by one. And good serve dug out to the net. Here's the smash by New Knoxville. Fort Recovery plays it. Up to Tegan Fortkamp on the hit, back over, and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with a kill. That's her first of the night. And that makes it now 6-4. And picking up another service point there was Kayla Heitkamp. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by the libero. Here's the set and the smash and the kill for New Knoxville. Lauren Wingler getting the kill. Lauren Wingler, a junior on this team. Now going back to serve is Kiana Wellman. Good serve by Kiana. Set by Heitkamp. Hit by Sage Luthold, and Sage gets the kill. Sage Luthold with the kill. That makes it now 7-5. Fort Recovery by two. And here's Mara Pearson serving now for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Two-hand hit over, and they're going to call a double hit. Was some confusion there between a couple of the New Knoxville players, and they both were there with the volleyball at the same time and could not get a clean return. Mara Pearson serving again. Good serve. And that's a dink over for a point for New Knoxville. Serving now for the Lady Rangers is Lainey Meyer. Good serve. Here's the set and the smash. And they're going to say out of bounds by Tegan Fortkamp. Point, New Knoxville. Lainey Meyer again, the server for New Knoxville. Good serve. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Klingshern. And she almost made a basket and went up on the backboard and almost went in the hoop for the basketball. But Fort Recovery got it back, and there's a dink over and a kill for Tegan Fortkamp. Nine to seven now, Fort Recovery, with a two-point lead here. Callie Wendell serving. Good serve. Here's the set. Smash back over. Played by Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Grace Klingshern. And Klingshern hits it out of bounds. So New Knoxville will have the serve backs. Side out New Knoxville. 9-8. Very competitive match here so far. Fort Recovery leads by one. Here's Allie Topp serving. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp hits it back to New Knoxville. Here's the set for the Lady Rangers. The smash. Fort Recovery will return it. Oh, miss hit there by Grace Klingshern. Point, New Knoxville. Give Allie Topp a service point. 9-9. We're all tied up here. Callie Wendell digs it out. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson, played by New Knoxville. The set, hitting it over, and getting a lucky kill, to be quite honest about it, was Bryn Egberts. Welcome to the broadcast on WPGW Radio in Portland, Indiana, or on FortRecoveryRadio.com, or on the high school television network. Good serve by New Knoxville. Grace Klingshern back to the Rangers. Here's a set and a hit over and a kill for New Knoxville's Olivia Lammers. Lammers comes up with the kill, and that makes it 11-9. Give Alley Top a service point there. New Knoxville with the two-point lead here. And here's an ace serve for Alley Top. Mara Pearson tried to dig it out and couldn't quite get to it. Now 12-9, and Fort Recovery calls timeout as they trail by 3 points here in this first set. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy. Caring for our community is at the core of what we do, and we are looking for a few great people to join our team. From managing medication therapy for patients to setting up oxygen services in the home, we have multiple positions available where you can make a difference. We are looking for delivery drivers, cashiers, and pharmacy technicians in both full-time and part-time positions. Contact Calp Pharmacy today at 419-375-2323 or on our website, calppharmacy.com, to learn more. We look forward to meeting you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, where we have a score of 12-9. New Knoxville leads by 3 over Fort Recovery in game number 1. And Alley Top will go back to serve again. Number 17, she is a senior on this club, middle hitter. Good serve. Here's a Heitkamp setting for Grace Klingshern, a smash and a kill. Grace Klingshern gets her first kill of the night. She usually has lately 4, 5, 6 kills on a night. So hopefully that's the first of several. 12-10, side out Fort Recovery. Now Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Thursday night we'll be back here as Fort Recovery will entertain New Bremen. Here is a dig and a smash by Lammers of New Knoxville back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp two hands it over. Here's a blast by New Knoxville. Fort Recovery plays it. Klingshern dings it over and got the kill. Little dink kill for Grace Klingshern. That's her second of the night. And Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve again. Tegan bounces the ball. Good serve, is it? Nope, not good serve. A little bit out of bounds. So side out New Knoxville. Now back to serve is Natalie Kaup. Kaup serve to Mara Pearson. Passes to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Grace Klingshern. Klingshern free balls it over. Here's a smash by New Knoxville. And Fort Recovery cannot make the return. I'm going to go ahead and give Kiana Wellman a kill on that one. Kiana Wellman makes it 14-11. Natalie Kaup serves again, and this one's out of bounds. Service error. Side out Fort Recovery. ...14-12 score. New Knoxville by 2 here in the first game. Audra Bupp will now serve for the Lady Indians. Dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the set. Freeballing it over was Kiana Wellman. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Allison Follenkamp, and Allison got the kill. It was inbounds, way in the back. That's her second kill tonight, and Audra Bupp will continue to serve here. Where's number 1, Audra Bupp? Here's the dig by New Knoxville and the smash out of bounds by Bryn Egbert. Hit it too far over there on the far side and point Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp will serve again. Now we're tied at 14-14. Bupp trying to serve the go-ahead point, but it's too long, out of bounds, point New Knoxville. Side out New Knoxville. 15-14 now. Now back to serve for the Lady Rangers is Addison Albers. Addison Albers' serve is good. Dug out by Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Here's a hit by Allison Follenkamp, and that's a kill for Allison. New Knoxville unable to return that. That's the third kill here in the first game for Allison Fullenkamp. Faith Wendell now serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. New Knoxville passing. Oh, but hits off the ceiling, and New Knoxville cannot make the return. Give Faith Wendell a point. Faith will serve again. Got a substitution coming in for New Knoxville. Allie Topp will come in, and Brenna Van Gundy will go out for the Lady Rangers. Here's Faith Wendell's serve into the top of the net. Service error, point New Knoxville, side out New Knoxville. 16-16. Now serving is Bryn Egberts. Egberts' serve is good, dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Allison Fullenkamp, and it's out of bounds. Point New Knoxville. New Knoxville takes the lead, 17-16. Bryn Egbert serving again. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for Mara. Mara on the blast and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp the assist. Mara Pearson gets the kill. And Fort Recovery now has tied it up, 17-17. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve. Dug out by Natalie Kalp, and New Knoxville able to free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Kayla Heitkamp to Mara Pearson, and she gets the kill, I think. Yes. Mara Pearson on the kill. Her third kill of the night. No. They must have ruled it. They ruled it different. So give the point to Kiana Wellman. Take the kill away. Here's Mara Pearson, and she got a kill that time. Mara Pearson with a kill there. On that previous call, there was some indecision among the officials, and I guess I looked away before they reversed their initial call. Mara Pearson, good serve. And New Knoxville misplays it. Can't get it over in three hits. So Mara Pearson picks up a service point. It's 19-18. Lady Indians on top by one here in game number one. Good serve by Mara. Top digs it out. Back to top. She hits it over and hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Timeout New Knoxville. New Knoxville calls timeout 20-18. Fort Recovery has taken a two-point lead. We will be back.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, close match here so far, game one. Starting early tonight because there is no JV contest this evening. Neither one of these teams has a JV team right now. And Fort Recovery leads 20-18 here in game number one. And Mara Pearson will now serve. Bounces the ball. And it is a good serve. Top passing to the net. Back to top. Thinks it over. And saving it for Fort Recovery. But yes, I believe that was Kayla Heitkamp, I think. She's got a great big smile on her face. So it's a point for Mara Pearson. Here's Mara. Good serve. Top passing to the net. Here's the set for Lammers. Lammers hitting it. Fort Recovery blocks it. Back to top. Top hits it out of bounds. Allie Topp hit it over the end line. Makes it 22-18 now. Fort Recovery looks like they have this game into control right now. Mara Pearson serves again. Good serve, ace serve. 23-18. New Knoxville calls timeout again. Timeout New Knoxville. We'll be back after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, the score is 23-18. Fort Recovery leads by 5. And still serving. Mara Pearson continues to serve. She could serve this game out here with 2 more points. 23-18, Fort Recovery by 5. Good serve. Dug out by New Knoxville. They're going to have to free ball it over. Lammers gets it over. Here's Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. And there's Grace Klingshern getting a kill. Give Callie Wendell the assist. That's Grace's 3rd kill in this first game. Mara Pearson serves again. Good serve, ace serve, and that is it. 25-18, Fort Recovery breaks open a close game in game one and comes away with a 7-point victory, 25-18, Fort Recovery on top. That's the end of game number one. Stay tuned. We'll be back with game number two coming your way in just a moment.
The Cooper Farms Turkey Trot is back for its 15th year on Saturday, November 5th. Join us as we race, gobble, and once again give to our friends at Everhart Hospice Care. The Turkey Trot begins at Cooper Farms Processing Plant at 1 Cooper Farms Drive in St. Henry, Ohio. Registration and packet pickup begins at 9 a.m. with race starting at 10. Water and refreshments, including a to-go turkey meal, will be provided to all participants, as well as several door prizes awarded. To view full details and to register, visit speedyfeet.com and search for Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has immediate openings in their parts department. Hall Brothers has been in business for over 125 years. They are a Case IH and Kubota dealership serving Mercer, Dark, and Jay counties. Apply in person if you are outgoing, friendly, computer savvy, and enjoy talking to customers. Hall Brothers offers health insurance, paid vacations, retirement accounts, and annual bonuses. Consider joining the parts department at Hall Brothers. Apply today in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Calp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu and pneumonia shots as well as the new boosters for COVID-19. Calp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. To schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, we're set to go with game number two. It will be New Knoxville serving to start the game. Lady Indians win game one, 25-18. Tonight's student appreciation night. All the students who showed up tonight got free pizza. Here's a serve. And it's a good one. Grace Klingshern hits it back to New Knoxville and picks up the kill. That's the 4th kill of the night for Grace. She's having an exceptional good night for her. It's now 1-0. Here we go with the next serve for Audra Bupp. It's a good serve. Dug out by Brenna Van Gunny. Here's a hit back over, and they hit the antenna. Bryn Egbert hit the antenna, which is out of bounds. Point for recovery. 2-0, Lady Indians on top. Good serve by Audra Bupp. Here's the set for New Knoxville and the hit. Played by Callie Wendell. Tegan Fortkamp hits it over on the second hit. Smash back to Fort Recovery. Played by Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp. Mara Pearson has to free ball it over. Here's the bump by Bryn Egbert. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Back to New Knoxville. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Allison Follenkamp. And Allison gets a kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets the assist. Allison Fortkamp the kill. And Audra Bupp picks up another service point. It is now 3-0. Lady Indians jumping out to an early lead here. They battle at the net, and they're going to say New Knoxville's in the net. Point for recovery. Another service point for Audra Bupp. She has served three in a row here. Here comes the next serve. It's a good one. And almost an ace serve. And they're going to call a double hit on New Knoxville. Timeout New Knoxville. Fort Recovery jumps out to a big 5-0 lead here in game number two. We'll be back in a moment from the very fine Fortsite Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, right after we pause for this message. Fort Recovery and New Knoxville in volleyball tonight.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here we go with Audra Bupp serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by the back line of New Knoxville. The hit back over to Fort Recovery by Kiana Wellman. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson, and Mara gets the kill. And Audra Bupp's string continues here. She has 5 points in a row here. 6-0, Fort Recovery with the lead. Fort Recovery won game one, 25-18. Good serve dug out by New Knoxville's Lainey Meyer. Here's Fort Recovery hitting it back over, and I think it was Mara Pearson hits it out of bounds. So that breaks the streak for Audra Bupp at 5 in a row. And back to serve now for New Knoxville's Addison Albers. Good serve by Albers. Here's the dig. Battle at the net, and they're going to call Fort Recovery in the net. Fort Recovery in the net. That's going to give a point to New Knoxville. Addison Albers will serve again. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp. Here's a blast by Paige Guggenbiller, and New Knoxville cannot make the return. Go ahead and give Guggenbiller a kill on that. Side out Indians. Faith Wendell will go back to serve. 7-2 now. Fort Recovery leads by 5. Good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery by Kiana Wellman. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit. Here's the set for New Knoxville. And a block by Allison Follenkamp. Faith Wendell picks up a point. 8-2 now. Faith Wendell will serve one more time. Good serve dug out by the libero for New Knoxville. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson back to New Knoxville, and Mara Pearson picks up a kill there. That wasn't exactly your beautiful spike of the day, but hey, it counts. And Faith Wendell picks up another service point. 9-2 now. Fort Recovery leads by 7 here in game 2. Good serve to the net. New Knoxville hits it over. And Kiana Wellman gets a kill. Back to serve for New Knoxville's Bryn Egberts. Egbert is a sophomore for the Lady Rangers. Here comes the serve. Dug out by the Indians. Mara Pearson hits it back over. New Knoxville plays it, and they hit it out of bounds. Melena Puckett hits it out of bounds for New Knoxville over the end line. Side out Lady Indians, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. 10-3, Lady Indians on top by 7 here in game number 2. Here's the next serve. It's a good serve. Dug out by New Knoxville. Allie Topp hits it over the net. Fort Recovery plays it. Callie Wendell sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the spike. New Knoxville plays that. Allie Topp and a block by Sage Luthold. Topp back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Sage Luthold. Going to call a double hit on Sage Luthold. Point New Knoxville. Kiana Wellman serving now. Kiana's serve is too long. Too much muscle on that one. Hits it over the end line. Point Fort Recovery. It's now 11-4. Fort Recovery by 7. Mara Pearson serving now. Good serve. Here's the pass by Natalie Kalp. And the antenna fell down, and what are they going to call here on that? Apparently, Fort Recovery's point. The volleyball must have hit the antenna. So Mara Pearson will continue to serve here. Coach Guggenbiller goes over, makes the repairs. Mara Pearson serving again. Good serve, the pass to the net. Here's the set. Allie Topp on a smash block by Fort Recovery. Here's Lammers hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets the kill. Timeout, New Knoxville, 13-4. Lady Indians lead by 9 here in game 2. Fort Recovery won game 1, 25-18.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I want to thank our fine sponsors who made it possible for us to be here throughout the season, including Calb Pharmacy, Cooper Farms, Hall Brothers Incorporated, also the fine folks at Wayne Oil. And we also have St. Henry Bank as one of our fine sponsors. Appreciate all their support. We'll be covering all the Fort Recovery matches in the tournament starting on Monday. Fort Recovery will be at Wayne Trace. We'll have it for you here on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Good serve again by Mara Pearson. The return is off of Callie Wendell and out of bounds. Side out to the New Knoxville Lady Rangers as they stop the serve of Mara Pearson. Going back to serve now, Sage Luthold. I'm sorry, wrong team. Let's try that again. Going back to serve is Lainey Meyer of New Knoxville. Here's Grace Klingshirn on a hit back and got the kill. Grace Klingshirn with the kill. So Lainey Meyer cannot pick up a service point, and here is Callie Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery. She had a wonderful serving night the other night against Minster. Good serve here. Here's the set. Lammers on the hit. Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell saves it. Tamara Pearson tried to free ball it over, but couldn't get it over the net. And Allie Topp will go back to serve now for New Knoxville. New Knoxville trails 14-6. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell to Heitkamp. Here's a hit back by Paige Guggenbiller back to Fort Recovery. Grace Klingshern just free balls it over. Here's the set for New Knoxville. Lammers on the hit, and it is in. Olivia Lammers picks up the kill. That's her second of the night. Allie Topp gets the service point. She will serve again. Good serve. Mara Pearson digs it out. Passes to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Paige Guggenbiller. And Guggenbiller slams it down on the other side for the kill. Give Heitkamp the assist. Guggenbiller the kill. And that makes the score 15-7. Tegan Fortkamp is serving, by the way. And it's a good serve dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the set. And the hit back and a kill for the Lady Rangers for Bryn Egberts. Her third kill of the night. Side out New Knoxville. Going back to serve is Lainey Meyer. Correction, it's Natalie Kaup. Natalie Kaup going back to serve. Here's Allison Fullenkamp hitting it back to New Knoxville. Here's a smash off of Mara Pearson. Callie Wendell to Grace Klingshern. New Knoxville plays it, a smash back. Here's another kill by Bryn Egberts, her fourth of the night. And it's 15-9 now. New Knoxville, oh, that's almost an ace serve, but Fort Recovery played it, but Mara Pearson cannot free ball it over. 15-10, another service point for Natalie Kaup. Kaup will serve again. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's a smash by Grace Klingshern. New Knoxville's in trouble. They can't catch up with it. Grace Klingshern gets a kill. That is number six for her tonight. She actually is leading the team in kills with six. Having a nice night. Here's Audra Buck to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve, Allie Topp. To Kaup, and here's a hit back over by Kiana Wellman. Callie Wendell sets for Mara Pearson, and Mara gets the kill. Give Callie Wendell the assist. Mara Pearson picks up the kill. 17-10. Audra Buck picks up the service point. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by Allie Topp on the back line. Here's the set and the smash. And the kill for Kiana Wellman. 17-11 now. New Knoxville kind of making a little run here. Back to within six. Now serving is Addison Albers for New Knoxville. Albers' serve is good. Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Allison Fullenkamp dinks it over. Here's the set for New Knoxville and the smash played by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara cross-court hit and got the kill. Mara Pearson with her seventh kill of the night. Now she leads the team in kills with seven. Faith Wendell serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Kaup. Smashed by New Knoxville. Over the end line. Point Fort Recovery. 19-11. Faith Wendell serves again. Good serve. Here's the set for Allison Albers and back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's in trouble. Faith Wendell free balls it over. They're going to call Faith on a double hit. Point New Knoxville. Going back to serve now is Bryn Egberts. Egberts' serve is dug out by Audra Bupp, and nobody else can get to it. So I'm going to go ahead and give Egbert an ace serve on that. 19-13. 6-point lead now for Fort Recovery. Egbert serving again. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Tegan Forkamp. They say it was out of bounds. Point New Knoxville. Egbert picks up another point. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp sets up for the outside hitter, Allison Follenkamp, and Allison hits it into the net. Point New Knoxville. Makes it 19-15. New Knoxville coming back here. And there's a service error for New Knoxville's Bryn Egberts. Point Fort Recovery. That breaks the New Knoxville serve. It's now 20-15. Tegan Forkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. No, it's Kayla Heitkamp. I'm sorry. Kayla Heitkamp back to serve. Good serve. And here is a block by Sage Luthold right at the net. Give Luthold her first block of the evening. Point for Kayla Heitkamp. Indians lead 21-15. Heitkamp serving again. It's out of bounds. Over here, right into Madison Lammers, the head coach's lap. Back to serve for New Knoxville, Kiana Wellman. A good serve. There's Kayla Heitkamp to Mara Pearson. Pearson on the smash. Up in the ceiling, and New Knoxville cannot play it. I'm going to go ahead and give Mara a kill on that. That makes it now 22-16. And Mara Pearson goes back to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out by Allie Topp of New Knoxville. Here's a smash by Egberts. Callie Wendell plays it. Here's Sage Luthold on a hit over and got the kill. Sage Luthold with her second kill of the night. It makes it 23-16. 7-point lead here for Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson will serve again. Good serve. Kalp plays it. Here's the dink over by Allie Topp, and Topp gets the kill. That's her second kill of the night. And it's 23-17. Back to serve now for New Knoxville's Lainey Meyer. Lainey's serve is a let serve, but good. Here's a hit back over by Tegan Forkamp and got the kill. Tegan Forkamp, a little placement kill there on the far sideline. 24-17. Here we go with game point for Callie Wendell. Here it comes. And it's an ace serve for Callie, and that is the end of that game. 25-17. Fort Recovery wins game number two, 25-17. Again, Callie Wendell gets an ace to finish it out. We'll be back in just a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or a loved one is 65 or over, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year. If you are concerned about the cost of your Medicare drugs and coverage, Kalp Pharmacy can help with a free plan comparison to make sure you get the medications you need. To set up a free Medicare plan review, visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, or call 1-800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here we go with game number three. Fort Recovery's won the first two games. And here's a hit back to New Knoxville, back to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery cannot make the return. Point, New Knoxville. Fort Recovery won game one, 25-18. They won game two, 25-17. They trail 1-0 now here in the third game. Serving is Natalie Kaup for New Knoxville. Good serve, dug out by Mara Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Grace Klingshern. Klingshern back to New Knoxville. Has a hit back over and out of bounds by Bryn Egberts. Egbert, a good hitter, but she has done that several times tonight. You just hit it too hard. Audra Bupp, good serve for Fort Recovery. Here's the set for New Knoxville. Back over to the Lady Indians. Tegan Fortkamp to Allison Follenkamp. Back to New Knoxville. Back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson on this spike. Here's a hit by New Knoxville and a block. I think Mara Pearson gets the block on that one. Fort Recovery gets the point. Audra Bupp is serving. It's 2-1. Bupp serve off of alley top, off the ceiling, and New Knoxville can't play it. If it hits the ceiling, they can play it, but it causes the volleyball to bounce weird places, and they just couldn't get to it that time. Audra Bupp serving again. Good serve. Here's the smash played by Callie Wendell. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the cross-court hit. Hit from the middle hitting spot by Wellman. Back to New Knoxville. Dink over. And they say it was out of bounds by Bryn Egberts. And Egbert thought it was tipped by Fort Recovery. But the official didn't see it. So Fort Recovery gets the point. Good serve by Audra. And New Knoxville's Addison Albers tried to pull a quick hit over on the second hit and just didn't get it over the net. Point Fort Recovery. Another serve for Audra Bupp. Good serve. Dug out by Egbert. Here's Wellman setting for Egbert to hit back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Pearson. Pearson hits it over. Here's the set for New Knoxville. Egbert on a smash, and she got the kill. Bryn Egbert with the kill. Makes it 5-2, and that breaks Audra Bupp's service run there. And Addison Albers will serve now for New Knoxville. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell to to Tegan Fortkamp. Hit back over by Paige Guggenbiller. Here's a smash by Egbert, and she hits it out of bounds. Once again, as I mentioned a moment ago, Bryn Egbert has a tendency to overhit the ball, and she did it again there. Here's Faith Lindell back to serve for Fort Recovery, side out Lady Indians. Indians leading 6-2. Ace serve. That went off the fist of Bryn Egbert. So Faith Lindell comes through with an ace serve. 7-2 now, Lady Indians lead by 5. Dug out by Kalp. Here's Egbert hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Set for Tegan Fortkamp. And she's set for Allison Fullenkamp. And Fullenkamp gets the kill. And timeout New Knoxville as Fort Recovery has jumped out to an 8-2 lead over the Lady Rangers of New Knoxville. We'll be back in just a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Student Appreciation Night. Students got to, all students who attended tonight got free pizza. And they got in free besides that. Faith Lindell serving here for Fort Recovery. Alley top digs it out. Smash back. And Wellman hits it out of bounds. Kiana Wellman hits it out of bounds. Fort Recovery with the service point. Faith Lindell will serve again. Almost an ace serve, but New Knoxville able to get it back over. Sage Luthold back to New Knoxville. And New Knoxville cannot make the return. Sage Luthold gets a kill. Her third of the night. Faith Lindell picks up another service point. And now it's 10-2. Lady Indians starting to pull away here in game number 3. Here's Wellman. There's a smash by Egbert. And again, she hits it out of bounds. Boy, if she could just control that a little better, she would have an excellent spike to try to handle. Good serve by Faith Lindell, and New Knoxville cannot make the return. They can't get it over in 3 hits. Another service point for Faith Lindell. Serves again. Ace serve. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace. They hit it 3 times, but none of them were really in control. And timeout again by New Knoxville. 13-2 now. Lady Rangers trail the Fort Recovery Lady Indians here in game number 3. Fort Recovery's already won games 1 and 2, 25-18 and 25-17.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Faith Lindell will continue her serve. She has 10 service points right now. Another good serve there. Here's the set for New Knoxville. The dink over by Kiana Wellman. Here's the set by Tegan Fortkamp. Back over to New Knoxville. The set for Egbert. Smash played by Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson back to New Knoxville. New Knoxville back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Sage Luthold, and Luthold gets a kill. Faith Lindell will go back and serve again. She's got a bunch in a row here. Fort Recovery leads 14-2. 11 points now for Faith Lindell. Here's the smash back and a kill There's a controlled hit by Bryn Egbert, and she gets a kill. That's her sixth kill of the evening. And Egbert will go back to serve now for New Knoxville. 14-3 score. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson back to New Knoxville. Set to Allie Top. Top hits it over. Here's Tegan Forkamp setting for Allison Follenkamp. And Allison gets the kill. And now going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Kayla Heitkamp. Again, Kayla's only a sophomore. Fort Recovery's head coach, Travis Guggenbiller. Madison Lambers is the head coach of New Knoxville. Service error for Kayla Heitkamp into the net. Side out, New Knoxville. Kiana Wellman will serve now for the Lady Rangers. They trail 15-4 here in game number three. Service error too long. Audra Bupp thought about playing that, but she pulled her hands back just in time, and it went out of bounds. Mara Pearson now serving at 16-4. Lady Indians by 12. Good serve. Here's Allie Top back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Grace Klingshern, and Klingshern comes through with a kill. Kill number 7 for her tonight. Having a very nice night. Mara Pearson picks up the service point. She will serve again. Good serve. Kalp to the net, and New Knoxville's not going to be able to play it. Could not get it over in 4 hits. Another service point for Mara Pearson. Pearson, another good serve. Here's Allie Top back to Fort Recovery. And Top gets a kill. Allie Top with her third kill of the night. Back to serve is Lady Meyer. Meyer's serve is good. Dug out by Fort Recovery's Tegan Forkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Grace Klingshern. Klingshern back over. Here's Allie Top on a smash. And it's a block, I think, for Sage Luthold. Block for Sage Luthold. That makes it 19-5. Fort Recovery by 14 points here. Here's Callie Wendell serving now. Good serve to Kalp. Here's a smash by Allie Top, played by Callie Wendell. Tegan Forkamp hits it over. Freeballing it back over is Kalp for New Knoxville. The set and the smash by Paige Guggenbiller. New Knoxville back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp back to New Knoxville. Allie Top on a smash. Fort Recovery plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Grace Klingshern, and she gets the kill. Kill number 8 for Grace. She might be in double figures before this game's over here. 20-5, Fort Recovery leads by 5. Callie Wendell is serving. Good serve there. Played by Addison Albers. Here's the hit back over by Allie Top. The set for Fort Recovery, and they can't play it. Point New Knoxville. Allie Top serving. 20-6. Fort Recovery by 14. Allie Top serve is dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's Heitkamp with the set. The smash played by New Knoxville. Freeballing it back is Egberts. Set for Heitkamp to Paige Guggenbiller. Nice hit by Guggenbiller, but New Knoxville keeps it in play. And now there's Lambers hitting it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp goes back to serve. 21-16 now. Side out Lady Indians. Good serve by Tegan. Here's the set for New Knoxville. Lammers hits it back over back to New Knoxville. And there's a kill for Addison Albers. I think that's her first of the night. Side out New Knoxville. Here's Natalie Kaup going back to serve now for the Lady Rangers. Good serve. Here's the set by Fortkamp to Paige Guggenbiller, and Paige got the kill. Fortkamp the assist. Paige Guggenbiller gets the kill. Her third kill of the night. 22-7 now, and Audra Bupp will serve. Fort Recovery leads by 15 points here in game number three. We won the first two games, 25-18, 25-17. Good serve. Here's a smash, a block by Fort Recovery, and they get the point. I'm going to say Allison Fullenkamp and Paige Guggenbiller teamed up for the block there. Audra Bupp will serve again. She's had an excellent night of serving tonight. Good serve dug out by Allie Topp. Here's the set for Wellman. Back over to Fort Recovery, back to New Knoxville. Smash by Wellman, and she gets the kill. Kiana Wellman picks up her fourth kill of the evening. Back to serve is Addison Albers for New Knoxville. 23-8. Fort Recovery leads here in game number three. Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Paige Guggenbiller, cross court hit. Played by New Knoxville. Egbert hits it back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Allison Fullenkamp. Fullenkamp gets the kill. That is her seventh kill of the evening. 24-8 game. Here's the match point right here. Faith Wendell serving match point. Good serve dug out by Egbert. And they cannot make the return. And Fort Recovery has won this game 25-8. And they win the match 25-18, 25-17, and 25-8. We'll wrap it up right after we pause for this.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, let's take a look at the statistics as we have them. For Fort Recovery, I have Audra Bupp with a total, I believe, of 13 points. Let me add them up again here. 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah, 13 points for Audra Bupp tonight. No aces, but excellent serving. Sage Luthold had 4 kills and 2 blocks tonight. Callie Wendell with 2 service points. One was an ace. Kayla Heitkamp had 3 service points. 1 ace. Also had 1 kill. Mara Pearson had a total of 10 service points with 2 aces and had 8 kills on the night. She also had 1 block. Grace Kling earned a nice night in hitting. Had 8 kills on the night. Tegan Fortkamp ended up with 3 service points. She also had 4 kills. Allison Fullenkamp had 7 kills and 2 blocks, correction, 3 blocks on the night. 7 kills and 3 blocks for Allison Fullenkamp. Paige Guggenbiller with 3 kills and 2 blocks. Faith Wendell ended up with a total of 12 points, including 2 aces. For New Knoxville, Lainey Meyer had 1 service point. Kiana Wellman had 4 kills and 2 service points. It was Lauren Wingler with 1 kill. Natalie Kaup had 4 service points. Bryn Egbert with 6 kills. She also had a total of, 4 points and 1 ace out of those 4 points for Bryn Egbert. Addison Albers had a kill and a service point. Allie Topp had 3 kills. She also ended up with a total of 5 service points, including 1 ace. And Olivia Lammers had two kills on the night. Again, Fort Recovery led in kills tonight. Mara Pearson had eight, followed by Allison Follenkamp with seven, and Grace Klingshern with seven kills as well. Fort Recovery wins game one, 25-18. Wins game two, 25-17. And they win game three, 25-8. It will be senior night on Thursday against New Bremen. They're going to have a senior ceremony at 6 o'clock, and the actual match will start at 6:30. We'll have all that for you on the radio on Thursday night and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then we will have the match on Saturday against Arcanum. I think it starts at 10. We'll have that for you on Saturday as well on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. For our fine sponsors, for our studio producers, Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly for the radio station, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fort Sight Fieldhouse.